You're listening to the sounds of Babes in Voiceland, Beth, Terry, Diana, and me, Erica. Chillax and get ready to laugh.
Okay, we're going to do another segment of Aging Gracefully. Whee! Compliments, yeah, of one of our listeners. These have been just way too fun. I've been having a blast with them. And I just had to steal this one because I still have teenage kids.
Okay.
So here, check this one out. The kids text me PLZ, which is shorter than please. I text back no, which is shorter than yes. I can't wait to use it on them.
That is so cool.
Yeah, because they're always texting all this weird stuff, and I'm like, what does that mean? I actually got a T-shirt, and it looks like a, you know, the chemicals, the periodic chart.
The periodic table?
Periodic it's a periodic table of texting with all the abbreviations for texting.
Oh,
yes.
I would love
it
a copy
so
of that.
Fun.
Where'd
it
you get
just
that? Take a picture and send it to
I
me.
I will. It was too cool. I got it a few years ago, you know, when texting first started to get kind of big.
But I still don't know all the shortcuts.
Well, then they change them, too.
They add
You know, they have to because they want to keep us confused.
Like, that's hard. Aging gracefully, name for sissies.
I remember 20 years ago, but where did I put my keys?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, Beth, what do you got for us?
All right. I've got one to read off the list here. Okay. It says, I'm going to retire and live off my savings. Not sure what I'll do the second week.
Oh my.
Go to the Rock and win a big
there you go.
Actually, that doesn't really fit you because you've done really well with your retirement and you thought things out.
I've done very well with everything. Got the new car, got the whole thing.
Yeah. Where me, that might fit because there's like this much in savings. You can't see, but I have two zeros. Two O's.
It doesn't fit me, but it's funny.
Who's next?
I totally believe this. Even duct tape can't fix stupid. But it can muffle the sound.
Yeah, we had a little aside about duct tape and Terry, but you know.
Well, duct tape is very versatile.
It's good for lots of things, right?
It is.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Courtney uses duct tape to hold up her bumper on her car.
I was going to just say, I saw this show where they redid a whole car with nothing but duct tape, and they drove it around, and it held up. It was crazy, amazing.
You know what? I've seen dresses made out of duct tape. Listen, do fashion with duct tape.
Yeah.
Do you know, that product Flex Seal? It's like a glue.
Yeah.
Paint and all that. They got tape, and I'm telling you, everything from that company is awesome. It really.
They put a hole in the boat, and then they fix it with flex seal, and then they drive it across the lake, and they don't drown.
Listen.
It's great.
That company was at NASCAR last year. And
they had it on the NASCAR?
Yeah,
full disclosure, we are not sponsored by either NASCAR or Flex Seal, but hey, we're going to give them a plug on the show anyway.
It's a good product. I got Flex Glue. It's amazing.
I'll have to try it.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Right now, because my wall's torn down because of the leak, and we've got garbage bags taped up.
Put some Flex Seal in there.
Well,
duct tape.
I guess we could. It's duct tape.
Yeah, well, that's good. Duct tape is good. I was watching this movie the other day, and this guy duct taped this girl to a chair. And she was a prisoner.
Prisoner. Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
No, no, not that kind. She was his prisoner.
Oh, my God. She was his prisoner of love.
No, it wasn't love. It actually, he abducted her. Well, that doesn't sound good either, does it?
I know.
Was this a movie?
A movie, yes. Okay. But you can use duct tape for a lot of things.
Okay.
I'm going to put some over my mouth
now. Okay, moving right along.
Moving on. Whose turn is it?
It's Diana's.
It's mine. And talking about not understanding things like, hello, my name is Bob. Why do I have to press 1 for English when you're going to transfer me to someone I can't understand anyway?
Oh, God, that is so true.
Good afternoon.
Oh,
thank you for calling. My name is Bob.
Thank you for calling very much. Where are the days where you could call a company and a nice person answered and helped you with the problem? Gone.
Right. Well, they didn't even know how to fix the thing or what's going on.
Nope.
They have no idea what you're talking about.
Nope.
And then you don't understand
what country
them.
Am I calling?
I always
ask what country I'm in.
Do you know what?
And they say, why do you
sometimes
know?
They say we're not allowed with Cox.
Yeah.
I had that. I said, where are you in the world? Uh-huh. I'm not allowed to tell you.
Really? Yeah. I'm not allowed to tell you?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Well, if you can't tell me.
Help. What was I going to do?
That is bizarre.
I really want to know where their server is, because we have their telephones service.
Right, right.
And the timestamp that is fed to our home phone is 4 hours later than our time.
Wow.
Oh, so what's 4 hours later?
And my emails, when my emails come through Atlantic with the timestamp for 3 hours later.
Atlantis.
That's fancy.
They have a server on Atlantis.
Okay, let's get off the cow path and back to the last one. We're all going to read this together.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Of course I talk to myself. Sometimes I need expert advice.
Of course.
I have something I want to talk about right now that everyone will find interesting, because I bet none of you know it. Well, maybe, but I doubt it.
Okay,
so
we'll see. I'm intrigued.
You know, I got the new car, the Subaru, and
the Impreza.
The Impreza Limited. But this is a really nice thing that Subaru does. I'm sure a lot of companies do it. When you first get the car, they sit down with you in the car and teach you all the new technology and everything.
Right. That you forget as soon as you drive off the lot.
Right. So what they do, they say...
You're in shock over how much you just paid for a new car.
Yes. And they say, you're probably going to forget a lot of this. So between, it's got to be no sooner than 2 weeks, no longer than 6 weeks, come back, we'll do this all over again and pay you $25 for coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
Subaru does not pay us to say this.
No.
By the way.
So I went for my second Subaru class today.
Now, okay. And what did you learn?
You know what? I learned how to hook up my phone to this and that. And what I learned a ton of stuff. I really learned a lot.
Cool.
But here's, I think, the most important thing. I thought this was baloney till I asked the Subaru guy. Grady was reading an article. You know how everybody now has the fobs and you push the start button? You don't have a key anymore?
Right, right.
In the new cars? Right. Grady read an article that said that the thieves now have a way to break that frequency, and you can have your fob in your house and they can outside start your car. And I thought, maybe. Now, the way to prevent it in the article said either get like a foil lined bag or whatever, but the cheapest way is just take a piece of aluminum foil and wrap it around your fob. So
you have this really expensive upgraded car that's got fancy schmancy leather and this and this and that.
Yeah.
And then you put aluminum foil on it.
Yeah.
And you hope that your husband doesn't think it belongs in the recyclable bin and toss it there while he's helping you clean up the kitchen.
No, listen, this is true. So what I did, not knowing if it was true, I wrapped a little piece of foil around it and tried to start my car. It would not start. I thought, well, that's interesting. So the extra fob, I wrapped foil around it just in case. And today when I went to the Subaru guy, I thought, I'm going to ask him if this is a bunch of hooey.
Right.
Because I may be just being a fool.
Hooey rapping. Being the technical term.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say bullshit, so I said hooey. So do you know what?
What?
It is absolutely true.
Yeah. Wow.
He said, this is a growing problem. Everyone should know this. He said they are now making purses that have like a lining that protects what's inside your purse for credit cards and car fobs and all this stuff.
Right.
And he said a while back, if you go on the dark web, you could, for like $1,000, you can get some kind of frequency device.
Right.
And he said, especially in if you're hiking or if you're on the beach, these crooks will take the frequency device and they'll just walk through the beach parking lot and look for cars that have a push button and just try the handle. And if they find one they can open, all they got to do is get in, push the button, take your car.
Wow. I have a wallet like that.
So,
protect my credit card.
Right. So I said to him, what is the best way to do it? And he said, I'm going to be honest with you, exactly what you're doing. Just put a little piece of aluminum foil. If you're away from your car for more than a half hour, wrap that car fob in aluminum foil.
So it's the car fob you take with you, not the the disc that you press. That's
right. Well, you can't take that out of the car.
No, but you could put tin foil on it.
No, because it would just fall off. You take the fob that's in your pocket on your keychain. You just take a little square of aluminum foil, wrap it around. Oh. You know, and after a couple times, it gets too too crunched up. Throw it away. Take another little piece. I mean, how cheap is aluminum foil?
Well, you should design something that's made for that, and you'll make a fortune.
They're already doing it, Erica. They're already making little foil-lined bags and stuff.
Well, the problem with a foil-lined bag when you go through places that scan. You're going to have to look. They're going to have to look in the purse.
I think that we should patent a foil fob case just for the fob.
Well, this
girls,
yeah.
girls.
This guy said what his parents do is they just got a little tin box. When they walk in their house on their washing machine or something, they just throw their keys in a tin box and put the lid on. That's it. Really simple.
Well, that works when you're home, but if you're at the movies or the grocery store.
I cut little squares of aluminum foil, and I keep them in my car. And I wrap it around and put it in my pocket.
I like my old-fashioned car.
Okay, you know what, you guys? This reminds me of sticking aluminum foil on the rabbit ear antennas on top of
but listen.
It's almost as good as duct tape.
Wait, let me tell you. He said a few years ago it was $1,000 for these crooks to buy this on the dark web. He said now $20, $30, $40 they can get a device to break into your car.
Well, you know what I think? I think that we should go driverless.
No.
Just get a car to take us places like they did at the CES show. They had, you could get a driverless car. It doesn't even have a steering wheel in this car.
We've talked about that before.
Any place on this strip.
No.
It was really cool. And then you don't have to worry.
Shit, that gives me a whole list of things to worry about.
Who's controlling the car and who's going to hack into the car?
Okay, that's not even
drive it somewhere else.
Steering this thing.
Oh, that's not even scary enough. Because remember how we talked about Uber Air a really long time ago? Uber Air now is cars. And by 2023, which I thought was a long time from now, but it's only 4 years.
Oh, my God.
They're going to have Uber Air cars in 50 cities. And you're going to be able to hire an Uber Air car, and it can take you wherever you want to go, and it's going to go at speeds of 150 to 200 miles an hour.
In the air.
In the air.
Crashing into everybody's drones that are delivering packages.
It's really big.
Well,
you know what?
Yeah.
I really just wanted people out there with new cars to know this because...
Because
this was a helpful hint.
It was a helpful hint. I want to keep them from having their car stolen in their driveway.
Right. So if you have aluminum foil stock,
wrap it in aluminum.
Make an aluminum foil bag and carry it with you at
just
all times.
Wrap it in aluminum foil. You don't need to buy anything.
Keep the Martians from getting me.
Aluminum foil.
Guess what, boys and girls? It is time for another installment of Mary Ellen's Best of Helpful Hints. We love these helpful hints from the 70s, and sometimes they're apropos for today, and sometimes they're not. So we'll
most of the time they're not.
So we'll just talk about them and see what you think. You might want to try them. All right. I'm in the section called The Best of Hints for Beauty. Okay.
Oh.
Everybody needs beauty tips, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, here's one. Dead skin. Take it off, take it all off.
What?
How?
What?
How?
Miracle Whip.
What?
Miracle Whip. It's not just
Guess
for sandwiches
this.
Anymore.
No, it's not. Miracle Whip salad dressing removes dead skin and only Miracle Whip, not mayo.
Really?
Wow.
Yep. You rub a small amount into your skin, you let it dry for a few minutes. And then when your skin is still slightly moist, start massaging your face with your fingertips, rubbing vigorously. You'll be surprised at how much dead skin will roll right off. And this treatment is especially good for feet, elbows, knees, and your face.
Oh, oh my.
Wow.
I got Miracle Whip. Let's try it.
Oh.
Maybe it'll take wrinkles out of my forehead. Let's try Miracle
Whip. Not for just sandwiches anymore. Okay, who else has one?
I got one. I got one.
All right, Beth, go ahead.
This is actually pretty good. I never thought of this. Brushing away cobwebs. Not that I have cobwebs, but...
From your face?
No. It says, slip a sock or two over the end of a yardstick. Secure with a rubber band. Also good for cleaning under the refrigerator and radiators. Now, you know, for high places, I'm pretty short. I never thought
to use Swiffer dusters now with the extending wand.
Well, yeah, but they didn't have that in the 70s.
Well, no, they used a yardstick. Do you still own a yardstick?
I believe I do.
It's probably hanging next to the pogo stick out in her garage.
Do you have a yardstick?
Yes.
Do you have a yardstick?
I do.
See?
I do.
Still work.
Okay, I still have the ruler that was in my desk when I was in elementary school.
I do, too. Aww. I do, too.
Wow.
My name is etched in printing.
I did, too.
Really? Remember that?
Yes.
I wrote my name, right?
It's wood.
Wow.
Exactly. And it had the metal guide on
it. Yes, metal guide.
I too.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody who knows me would not be surprised to know that I still have.
Do they make them that way anymore?
No, they're made out of plastic and they break and fall apart.
Well,
you were
in
part
school,
of an age where things really just, you know, were preserved for a long time, and you can share them on air and tell people all about them.
No, well, teaching in the schools, we had the wooden ones for a long time, with the metal edge. But the kids pull them out and they use those kind of as weapons and things. They get dangerous. Then they started making them without. But I still have a lot of wooden ones.
I like the wooden ones.
Yeah. But in the stores, you can't find them anymore.
They're best.
No.
Huh.
Do we have any more helpful hints?
Oh, yes.
Terry does.
I do. And this comes from the Handy Dandy selection.
Okay.
Yes. And it's uses for petroleum jelly.
Hello.
Well, you know, it's great as a rust protective for tools.
Uh-huh.
Just spread it evenly.
Have some more wine, Terry.
Spread it evenly on tools that aren't used much.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise it'd be slippery if you're doing tools like that
lubricant.
Are used all the time. Like lubricant, absolutely.
On tools.
Yes.
That aren't used much.
Right.
Yes, okay.
That can happen.
Yeah, I know some tools.
Well, wait, there's more. Use as a lubricant whenever oil or grease is not handy.
Or applicable, or safe, or biodegradable.
And, that's true. Huh?
Okay.
And apply a glob to the end of a long stick. Wait, I haven't even read it yet.
Like a yardstick?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But you don't even know why yet. Listen.
Why?
Because you're going to do it to retrieve a small item from an unreachable place.
Okay.
With I had to share that one.
Time to move on after
whoa,
that.
Whoa. Well, you know, in my beauty section, it did say you could use petroleum jelly on your face, and that all beauty spas, actually, that's their hidden secret. They use petroleum jelly. So I guess
true?
It's good for either end or
tools
or
and
yeah.
Face.
There you go.
Love our show? Well, heck, tell your friends. They can find us on Apple Podcasts, on www.dbtv.com, or at our website, www.babesinvoiceland.com. Sharing is caring, you know.